USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.